This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Failures in leadership at the state-run Soldiers Home in Holyoke, Mass., contributed to the deaths of dozens of veterans at the facility from COVID-19. That's according to a blistering report by an independent investigator. The state hired former federal prosecutor Mark Perlstein to conduct the investigation. His team issued its report today. WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us for more on what the investigation found and reaction from state leaders. The big picture first, Steve. 76 veterans from the Soldiers Home in Holyoke died of COVID-19 since March. What does the report say about how things went so wrong?
Well, Lisa, the report points to a series of substantial errors and failures on the part of the home's leadership team in their response to the COVID-19 outbreak. It calls Superintendent Bennett Walsh not qualified to manage a long-term care facility, adding his shortcomings were well known to the Department of Veterans Services, yet the agency failed to effectively oversee the home during his tenure. The report also cited failures related to infection control, such as not isolating residents suspected of having the virus, not immediately testing veterans who showed symptoms, and failing to properly document the problem and keep records.
The report outlines one of the decisions made at the facility that ended up being catastrophic. It came on March 27th and involved a dementia unit there. What happened?
Yeah, this is the action that the report called the worst decision. As you say, it was a Friday afternoon when many staff members had called in sick. The chief nursing officer, with Superintendent Walsh's approval, decided to combine the home's two locked dementia units into one space, in essence mixing residents with COVID with other residents who apparently did not have COVID, thus exposing them to the virus. The report quotes several employees who describe horrific scenes. One recreational therapist who was instructed to help with the move said she felt she was walking the veterans to their death. Others describe residents actively dying from COVID within feet of other veterans.
So Governor Charlie Baker has said all along that he and his administration were not aware of the crisis at the Holyoke Soldiers Home until the virus had already spread through the home and at least eight veterans had died. How are he and other state leaders responding to this report?
Yeah, the governor was visibly perturbed today. He called what happened in Holyoke a tragic failure. He put the bulk of the blame on Superintendent Walsh, but he did acknowledge some greater culpability.
The report also finds the Department of Veterans Services, our administration, did not properly oversee the superintendent and his team during this tenure. The lack of oversight contributed to the tragic failure to protect the veterans at the Soldiers Home when COVID-19 struck vulnerable patients in the long-term care facility.
Now, Attorney General Mara Healey has also weighed in on the report, calling it a heart-wrenching account of what went wrong at the Soldiers' Home. Her office is also investigating to determine whether missteps and errors warrant legal action.
What are we hearing from family members of some of the 76 veterans who are known to have died from complications of COVID-19?
Yeah, they've been eager to read Mark Perlstein's report to find out exactly what happened there and what led to their loved ones' deaths. Our colleague Miriam Wasser reached out to Cheryl Malandrinos, whose father-in-law was a resident at the facility and died of COVID-19.
I don't think it's any surprise. A lot of what was revealed, that the decisions that were made at the Soldiers' Home led to the severity of the outbreak. I don't think it's any surprise that the lack of funding, the lack of filling certain positions like the deputy superintendent, created challenges for the leadership at the Soldiers' Home.
So what's next for the home?
Well, Lisa, the governor says he'll be filing some legislation to upgrade the governance of the facility. Currently, the superintendent is picked by the home's board of trustees. He says he's looking to terminate Bennett Walsh and has already accepted the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Francisco Llerena.
WBUR senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.